Poets don't live in a vacuum, and poetry isn't written in a vacuum. There's always a context, a social context, and there's always a biography. I've been thinking about this in the context of my blog. On my blog, I publish some of my poetry. I started sharing some poems there, probably in 2006. At that time, the poems were put in a context, were shown, displayed in a context, because at the same time on my blog, I was writing about my experience of coming back to Ireland from the UK, my experience of having an infant daughter, and my take on several political issues. In other words, the poems were never displayed in a vacuum. It's bothered me that since I relaunched the blog From Bath to Cork with Baby Grace in its second form, the poems have been published without any context. There's no writing on my blog at present about big social issues. There's no writing on my blog about my family. There's no writing on my blog about my work. You meet the poems as you would meet them in a poetry book. And I think this isn't good enough in two ways. In the first place, I think readers are very interested in the context of a poem as reflected in the other things a poet is doing in horror, his life. The way the poet sees things, the way the poet reports on things. I think readers of poetry, like everybody else, are more and more curious about what goes on behind the scenes in the behaviour and the mind and emotions and imagination of writers. At the same time, I, as a writer, can only be enriched by writing about the world. I'll just use that phrase to symbolise the universe as I'm capable or motivated to communicate about it, even communicate with myself about it. So I've made a decision, which I'm going to sleep on, but I've made the decision that I'm going to write prose on my blog, and I'm going to write freely on any topic under the sun that interests me on the particular day that I sit down and write. It might be disconnected sentences, it might be highly structured, it might be a short story, it might be a vignette, it might be a rant. But above all, it'll be me. Well, it'll be my take on something that's much bigger than me. And people can just skip all that prose or quasi-poetic stuff if it doesn't interest them. The poems will be obvious. It'll mean there'll be more stuff on my blog than before. It'll mean I can just put up photographs as well. I can put up photographs, very little commentary. Lots of readers are visual rather than text lovers. The visual imagination, or the imagination of visual people, is after all every bit as valuable as the imagination of people who approach the world with a preference for sound or a preference for text. And there's one more way in which I think it will do me good to write prose. I think there's a possibility that it'll help me feel that some issues which I'm writing about are important enough to be encapsulated in poetry, or at least addressed in poetry. So I'm going to sleep on this now. For me, it is a very big issue. In a kind of a way, I'm aware that I'm going to break and remake the character of my blog. But it does feel right now, at 9:30 in the evening on this Thursday, it feels like the right thing to do. But you never know what a good sleep can do to a right thing.